Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Diane Peterson, there with the Cass County Health Systems.
Good morning, LaVon.
Diane, you have something exciting going on right this minute at the hospital.
Yes, we do. We are having a book fair through Books Are Fun. This is something we do about every 3 months. It's open for the public, for employees, for patients. It's in the atrium lobby here at the hospital. Runs from 8 a.m. It's already started till 4 o'clock this afternoon.
4 o'clock, so you still have time to get out there and do some shopping. Diane, have you taken a walk around and kind of looked at books and maybe even bought some by now?
Oh, of course. we have our supplier brings a wonderful variety of books. There's romance. There's inspirational gardening, do-it-yourself, recipe books, wonderful selection for children books, and gift items.
Yeah, so think about, we really don't want to think about Christmas. But
no. So
if you're like me, you kind of shop all year long, you see something that, oh, that's something my cousin would like or my brother would like, and this is the time to get it.
That's right. That is right.
Yes. You know, Diana, I don't think I've been there for the last few, but one of the books that I bought is a book that has these wonderful pictures of birds. But in addition, it has a little soundtrack. So if you want to know what a robin sounds like, you can play it. I mean, I'm not sure where else I would find a book like that.
Yeah, there is a big variety and things that are a little different than normally you would see. And the variety does change every time the vendor comes.
Oh, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So whether you're buying a book for yourself, you almost have to buy a book for yourself. I mean, if you're a book lover. think of all those folks that would really enjoy a book. And like you say, the kids' books, gosh, probably for all ages.
Yeah.
From the babies on up.
Yeah, and they are so cute.
Yeah, and it's never too soon to give a baby, a child, a book.
That's right, and even if you want to think about adopt a family.
Ah.
Books are a great thing for those types of projects.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about the fit, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea, Diane. So lots of reasons to buy a book. Now, who sponsors this?
This is sponsored by the Cass County Health Systems. It's called the Recreation Club. Employees have the chance to join the Recreation Club for a yearly membership. And that membership, and we get some of the proceeds back off the book fairs, that helps pay for a summer event for the members. It also helps pay for the annual awards and recognition celebration that the hospital has every February.
Mm-hmm.
That is self-funded, and so this is one of the ways we raise money for that, along with donations.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm wondering, Diane, as you said, this benefits the hospital employees, but what are some of the things that you get to do that also would be open to the public? One that I just think of right off the hand is just walking the halls. You have quite a system for folks who want to come out and walk.
Oh, yes. And we have another shopping situation. We have a wonderful gift shop that's relocated, has really cute things. Walking.
Are there other exercise kinds of things that could be open to the public? Or only as prescribed?
Probably as prescribed, because physical therapy would need something from your doctor.
Okay. Sometimes we don't think about it. We may be in a situation where we might not think about it. We could ask our physician.
Oh, yes.
And see if this is something that would be helpful to us. And here it would be available right at the Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Yes. And, of course, the cafeteria here has wonderful food.
Yes.
And also a dietitian. And so I know that they do have patients consult with her sometimes, too.
And I know people that go to the cafeteria on a regular basis just to eat their lunch. I mean, there's nobody, they're not a patient, going to see a patient. They just go because it's good food.
It is good food.
Yes.
We're really lucky to have them here.
I'm not sure how many hospitals you go to and you could gain weight if you ordered all the good sounding things on the menu. But I think you could there. Yeah.
Yes, I think so too.
And then, and I actually haven't been there yet, the whole new garden.
Yes, the Healing Garden.
Yes.
It's in front of what we would still call the old front entrance near the cafeteria. You can go actually out the cafeteria and go into the Healing Garden. It's a wonderful place for a little stroll. There's benches to sit at. There's tables to sit. In fact, if you come and eat, you can take your lunch outside and eat in the Healing Garden.
So, again, that's open to everybody. You don't have to be a patient.
Yes, that is open to everyone.
Okay. So, you know, some of these days it's been a little hot that we might not want to do that, but we're moving in now to a time when that just could be a glorious time to come to the cafeteria, get your meal, and go outside and enjoy it.
And it's very peaceful out. There's some water running and some bubbling fountains, and it's very peaceful. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You could take a good book with you.
There you go. Get a book, get your lunch, and go out and
what fun.
Sit in the Healing Garden.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe a little relaxation, get away from everything else, and reduce your stress level and just have a great time.
Yeah.
So, Diane, how long have you worked for Cass County Health Systems?
I've been with the Atlantic Medical Center in the system for 20 years.
Wow. You have seen a lot of changes.
Yes, I have, and it's been very interesting to go through the years and see the changes.
Any one of the, and some, just sort of pick one or two out that you say, oh, this was a wonderful change, and maybe it affected you personally or maybe not.
Well, one of the biggest changes is probably I've done transcription through the years. And used to be the doctors would talk into a machine and we would type it, and it, when I first started way back, we would type it on a regular computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got electric typewriters and you could make corrections on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we moved into the computer era, and so it was a different way of typing on those. And so it's just a lot of changes like that.
And those kinds of things, I think, most of us as patients, we don't really realize all of that going on. I mean, we know that the records have to be kept, but we probably don't really think about how all of that happens.
Yeah, it does happen for every patient, and records are very important, of course, and the accuracy.
Yes. And, you know, it used to be long ago, I think, I'm not going to say how long ago, we were responsible for keeping our own records. Now, I mean, still a good idea, but now I think most of us do rely on our physician and the hospital to keep those records.
Yes. And with electronic records now, if you go to another doctor, they can be transferred over easily if you're in an emergency-type situation. Access to records
mm-hmm.
is much better.
Mm-hmm. And even the x-rays and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people say, oh, good old days. But there are some things that just have improved our health care so much that we need to be thankful for that.
Yeah.
And part of that, of course, are all of the employees at any health care system is we need to have you all feel pretty good. And that's one of the things I think that your book fair does.
Yeah. It just is something fun. You know, for a change of pace, and I think a lot of people really do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So let's kind of review, Diane, open to the public as well as employees, the book fair that's going on right now, and give us those times and place.
Started at 8 this morning and goes till 4 this afternoon.
Okay, so get to the hospital atrium, walk in, look around, and just enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much, Diane, for bringing us up to date on this. And, you know, as you said, it's going to happen again. Do you have the next one scheduled?
I do. It will be December 5 on a Thursday.
Right.
weather permitting.
Okay. So we can look forward to that, because as you say, the books change all the time.
Yeah.
But for today, right now is the time to go take a look at this quarter's book fair. Thank you so much, Diane Peterson, for visiting with us.
And thank you, LaVon.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. If you're too busy to laugh, you're too busy, period.